All right, it's a pleasure to welcome for the 132nd time on this show, still far away from Derek Sagan's all-time record of most appearances in studio on Melnick in the Afternoon. I'm not sure how to introduce you other than Ken Doran.
Well, that's thanks. That is my name, so I appreciate that. I've been called worse. Quiet Jay.
But you are here as a representative of what exactly today? And well, who did you bring in with you?
I'm with Jay.
No, I'm with Jay.
Well, hello.
Sorry. I'm here to represent Soulange Irish Society, which is the Hudson Parade Society. I'm here with our president, Jay.
Della Durante.
Thank you very much, because I'll screw that up.
Oh, God. See, that's why I asked you who you were with, because I was going to screw it up.
Jay. Simple enough.
Della Durante.
Della Durante.
Della Durante. So I'm thinking Jimmy Durante.
Exactly.
But Della. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. I won't mess it up, I promise. So you are Jay, the president?
I am, yep.
Which means what?
So, listen, in a real quick nutshell, last year we took over the Hudson Parade from Jim Beauchamp and his team, and we put on the 10th annual Hudson St. Patrick's Day Parade. And in doing so, we created a little bit of a niche, and we found out that the Irish society and the Irish spirit was healthy out in the Hudson, Soulange, Vaudreuil area. So we created the Soulange Irish Society, and I was knucklehead, if you wish, that volunteered to be president. And so here we are a year later, and we're about to launch our 11th annual Hudson St. Patrick's Day Parade.
What do you normally do when you're not volunteering for this?
I'm a director of sales for a lighting company on the West Island and travel most of New England and northeast Quebec.
Oh, New England.
Yeah.
Those are beautiful roads to travel.
I just came back from Boston this morning, actually, and it was a nightmare. Much of the same weather down there, so delays and fun time in the airport.
But during the summer, it's beautiful drive. Gorgeous. Just ask Jay Farrar how beautiful the drive is.
So good. So good. Nobody pays attention to the stop signs. It's fantastic. I loved it doing that. Never forget
how's
it.
How's your car?
Oh, sorry. What car? There's no car.
So, you were heavily involved in last year's Hudson Festival.
Heavily?
Okay.
I tried to show up at as many meetings as I could, but yeah.
What were you?
Who were you? I was the chief reviewing officer. I had the honor of being the chief reviewing officer.
He was. We instituted last year, for the first time, two annual awards, to which Jay had the privilege of announcing both those two first-time winners. So that was a lot of fun.
Right. I had the honor of announcing the Randy Tiemann Award. That's for right. For the best. I was best float.
Media float. Yeah.
Right. Best media float. Float, right?
Yeah. Who won the best media float?
That was another TV station.
Well, at least they know the fix isn't in. Yeah. You guys are operating on the up and up. It would have been easy to give it to CTV.
100%.
Right? Sure. Yeah. They deserved it. They deserved it. And I'm not saying that I chose the winner. I'm just saying that the winner was from another television station. Yeah. And I also had the honor. Well, what else did I do?
The Jim Beauchamp.
The Jim Beauchamp Award as well for best float, for best community float. And I also had the honor of co-hosting The Roast.
The Roast?
Yeah.
Who got roasted?
Jamie Orchard.
Oh, Jamie Orchard.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. You can really get nasty? How nasty could you get with Jamie Orchard?
It's an Irish get-together.
Okay.
It can get real nasty.
Well-fueled.
Late in the day.
Well-fueled.
In the day. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's always fueled. So well-fueled is after, 4 p.m., we'll say.
Okay. So this is this traditionally the parade goes down before the actual St. Patty's Day Parade in Montreal. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was the day before. So, sorry, Ken. So we get a chance to piggyback on some of the synergies of the downtown parade. Some of the bands that come into town, some of the floats that come into town, we reach out to them and have them come out and share our experience the day before. Hudson's kind of a unique experience. We get everyone that comes loves the fact that they're right at the street level. The crowd is right there with you. They share a very intimate experience. And last year, for example, we had the town of Hudson boasts maybe 4,500 population. We had 23,000 in there last year, which was a tremendous experience for everyone that attended.
And no issues?
No issues.
No issues. It's a family parade, Mitch. The nice thing is some of the farmers in the town, they put out bales of hay. The kids sit on the bales of hay on Main Street. They see the horses and the dogs go by and all the floats. And to be honest, I think last year we had, 76 or 78 floats itself?
110 last year.
110. Yeah.
So how, 2 hours? Similar to Montreal's?
It runs about 2.5 hours. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun, and it's community-based, and it's family-oriented.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun, and we're here for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? We had the privilege and the honor to reach out to you this year and ask you if you'd be so kind as to be our Grand Marshal for the parade.
What do I have to do?
What's in it?
You have to lead the parade have to right behind the SQ.
I don't have to the old shot of Bobby Hull working the hay. Remember that classic shot of Bobby Hull?
There might be some of that.
You don't have to paint the line.
Maybe cleaning.
Depends how the day goes.
Cleaning the parade route.
No.
With all the dogs and the horses.
No.
Why would you... I appreciate this very much.
Do you accept?
Yes, of course I accept.
It'd be fun if you said no and then you could hit the boo button instead.
I would have hit the wrong buzzer. You are incorrect, sir.
Who was your Grand Marshal last year?
Jamie Orchard.
Yeah. Jamie Orchard, okay. Yeah.
But you're in a great group of people. A lot of the people who have been before you are Mitsumi, Randy Tiemann, Joey Elias.
So you got two Jews in the
well, the parade does run in a circle.
Yeah.
It does run in a circle. So
we have one on staff as well. Ken
it doesn't
Bell.
Go left to right.
Yeah. No. We just keep going around the same block.
Yeah. I should say right to left. Actually, it's been so long since I read anything in Hebrew. But thank you very much. That's very.
Yes.
I'm kind of.
I don't know
how to react to this. Like, seriously, what do I have to do other than show up on parade day?
We have a fundraising evening that's all about you.
Oh, I see. Am I going to be roasted?
Yes, you are. It's called the Roast and Toast.
Roast and Toast.
Oh, so all of the people, including myself, who thought the 60th birthday was
going to
be a roast.
The best day of my life.
So... I don't want to ruin it right now, but... we have, this is probably the first time in a long time that I emailed people to see if they wanted to be involved. And I don't want to scare you, Mitch, but this might be longer than a Billy Bob production. This might put Tony Marinaro's roast to shame.
We did 5 hours a couple of Fridays ago.
Yeah.
The RSVP time was very quick.
Okay, so it's a lot of fun, obviously.
It's a lot of fun.
You
and I have talked about it the past couple of years, about you getting involved.
Yeah, and how many times did I resist, right? I
mean, yes.
I just worry about the time commitment. That's all I'm...
I sent you an email, and the reality is there's a few events that we need you at. Naturally, a roast, because if you're not there, there won't be a retort from a cardboard statue. But it's all about the Irish experience, and the reality is you've been involved with the Irish community here. We can talk about Bill Hurley, and we can talk about a couple of the other pubs, but the reality is the Irishman at Your Breakfast, I don't know if I'm wrong on the numbers, but I'm thinking it's 16 or 17 that you did on the
It was
the
always
table.
My favorite time of year, was with the Irishman at Your Breakfast kicking off the festivities of what is my favorite time of the year.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
For sure.
And the Hall of Recognition you've always been involved in and helped the boys. So at this particular moment, this is our chance to give back. I know it's a roast and toast, but it is actually an honor to honor you.
Well, thank
to
you.
Come out to enjoy.
Do I know who some of the other roasters, other than this dude, are going to be?
Your host is Joey Elias.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally Joey is not big on the roast thing.
Well, he wasn't, but it was
he's making an exception.
It was the quickest text I got back ever in my life.
So what is the date of this so I could...
The Roast and Toast is February 29th.
Okay. We're in a leap
year.
He's
literally writing it down.
Yeah.
Well, if I don't write it down, I might be somewhere else. February 29th.
February 29th.
And where is this? Whitlock Golf and Country
Club.
Whitlock.
I know. Yeah. I've never... I I don't golf,
yeah.
but I'm aware of Whitlock for yep. sure.
So the, yes. They put on a great show every year. That'll be a lot of fun. And the actual parade is on Saturday, March 21st.
Oh, so this is like a month-long celebration
yeah.
here.
Yeah. It starts actually.
What else is going on between the 29th of February
like weeks,
and the actual parade? What else is going on?
We start the Queen event is our usually our kickoff event, and that is Saturday, February 8th at mm-hmm. the Willow.
Were you there for that last
no.
year? You weren't at the Queen event?
No.
Okay.
No. So, you're always more than welcome.
We love I was invited. I couldn't make it for some reason. I don't know why.
You know, we do about four or five events.
Yep.
They're all based out in the Soulange area. If you can make it, you have to make your roast. You have to make the parade. The parade day, just so you understand, you lead the parade.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, after it's all said and done.
Is there security at the parade?
Yes.
Because you know, yeah, there are some people
bales
who might be
throwing.
Hay. There might be some items tossed my way by some people.
No.
I was lucky. Everybody was just trying to figure out who I was as I was going by. They were too confused to throw anything at me.
But there's all the, but after the parade itself.
Jay?
Yes?
It's about me now. It's not about you anymore.
No, oh,
you're,
okay.
you're so yet last year.
Sorry.
You're so last year.
I
get over it.
I didn't know you felt threatened.
Go ahead, Ken.
I'm sorry.
We do a little pub tour of the local pubs there and then go back through to West Island, through a couple of pubs and that sort of thing. So it's a whole day event.
Oh, it's a pub crawl. So how much fun did you have? Seriously.
I don't remember. Yeah, it was apparently a lot. Yeah. It's so much fun. And the people in that area are so welcoming. It's really, I mean, it's not that far away, but it feels like a small town community. It's a tight community. You know, we have a lot of listeners out there and just so friendly, so welcoming. And it's just a lot of fun. It's a really good time. You're going to be laughing the whole time.
Yeah.
There's just an overall great sense of humor over there, this dry wit. That and that's why the roast is so much fun because you can basically say anything and it's really fun.
Are you part of the roast? Because once upon a time you had a semi stand-up career going, right? Once
yes.
upon a time.
Yes, yes. Well, we're going to say because it's you,
yeah.
I've decided to volunteer.
Now, is there something happening with you, too, that dwarfs what's happening with me in March?
No, not dwarfs. Yeah, you're the main gig.
But what?
Let me run through a couple of the events. So we talked about the Queen event on February 8th. Then we have an Irish mingle along the way. We have an Irish breakfast along the way. And the other main event that we have is the Irish person or Irishman of the year. This year, not wanting to steal any of your own thunder today, but since we're announcing things, Ken Doran's going to be Irishman of the Year. So that event will be on...
figured Ken Doran is the Irishman every year.
Yeah. How has he not been yet?
Yeah. Right before the AA meeting.
Oh, we've got a heck of a lineup this year ready to go, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, so the Irishman of the Year, there's a... What is it? It's a dinner?
Full banquet, just like the roast and toast, but it's a little bit more Celtic in design, a little bit more Irish in spirit.
So this is between the roast on the 29th of February and the actual parade.
Yeah, it's the Saturday before, so it's on...
I love how he's making a schedule on the air right now. You know?
Saturday, March the 14th at Whitlock as well.
Okay. You guys have a website?
We do, at the SoulangeIrishSociety.ca.
Okay.
We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram.
Well, this is so. Who is it? Jim Cunningham, who deserves the credit for getting all this going all those years ago.
He amongst a couple of the other guys in town, started this thing 11 years ago now.
What were they thinking? 11 years ago, seriously.
It's been a long winter, and we need something to celebrate. Basically.
Good idea.
Yeah,
the reality is out there, and it's far. It's far to come downtown. Right from out there.
He just said it's not that far.
Well, I mean,
no, but yeah, but if you got a family,
when Ken Doran's driving you down, it's not.
Yeah. kiss the pavement when you get there.
Yeah. Don't get into the car with him on the way back. By the way,
it's family oriented. It's more community driven. Mm-hmm. We love the downtown parade, and there's no question. And it's the highlight here of the spring. But out there, it came up. I've been involved. This is the 11th year, so 10 years out of 11. And it was like the little engine that could, and now we flourish into this big, beautiful parade. People want to get involved. We get, I'm going to say, a lot of the West Island community that are families and family-oriented that come out. A lot of community sponsors and organizations come out. It runs for 2.5 hours. It's as long as downtown, and it's probably half the length, but it's more community driven, so it's a lot of fun.
Thank you very much for asking me. I'm really touched by it, and you know me. I'm really looking forward to having a good time spread out over 2 or 3 weeks like this, or a month almost, right? And it was good to meet you. Is there anything for people now who have been, you've informed them, our listeners, now they want to be part of this? How do they get there? How do they do this?
Well, stay tuned to our Facebook page. That pretty much is the easiest answer to that, or the website. All the details of the upcoming events, all the details of how to get out there, where to park, and all the schedule for the day of the event will all be set up there. So that's the best way to keep in touch with us.
And Ken, congratulations.
Well, thank you. And congratulations,
thank you very much for doing this. You know? Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. Oh, the water. Hope it don't rain all day. And it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like Jelly Roll. And it stung me.
I'm going to guess, forgive my ignorance, that there is some live music.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I get approval over who gets up and roasts me?
There might be a chance. There might be a chance, and there might be a chance of
I'm out, I
maybe
guess.
Having live music by a guy named Murphy, okay. But I just can't confirm it yet.
Yeah. Oh, this sounds like a wonderful time. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jay DeLaurante.
Yep.
Ken Doran. What's the website?
The SoulangeIrishSociety.ca.
SoulangeIrishSociety.ca. We'll see you on February 29th and every day after that until the parade.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Thank you. Oh, the water. Oh, the water. Let it run all over me. Yeah, that song made to my soul. Stung me just like Jelly Roll. Yeah, that song made. And it stung me to my soul.